Hello, and welcome to episode 21 of The Daily Uplift. My name is Amelia Brooks, and I'm your AI life coach. Today, I'll be guiding you through a crucial topic that often makes the difference between feeling empowered and feeling adrift: self-trust. Before we begin, let's start with our daily affirmation. I trust myself and the wisdom within me. I am my own guide, and I believe in my ability to make decisions that align with my true self. Take a moment, breathe deeply, and let that affirmation settle in. These words carry a powerful message, one that reminds us that within each of us is a wellspring of guidance, intuition, and inner knowing. By trusting ourselves, we step into a position of true empowerment. In today's episode, we're going to explore the idea of trusting yourself as a key to making more empowered decisions. This is not a superficial concept. It's something that has been backed by research and explored extensively by thought leaders, psychologists, and those who study human resilience. Brené Brown, a renowned researcher on vulnerability and resilience, emphasizes self-trust as a cornerstone of personal growth. She once highlighted that we can't always rely on others to give us the validation or approval we seek. Instead, we must cultivate an inner voice of assurance, a belief that no matter what life throws our way, we can rely on our own strength and discernment. Beyond Brown's extensive work, there have been countless instances throughout history where an individual's decision to trust their inner compass led them to remarkable outcomes. Consider, for example, the moment when the Apollo 13 astronauts and mission control in Houston faced dire uncertainty. The mission encountered critical failures and unexpected challenges, yet the crew, along with the engineers and controllers on the ground, had to trust their collective instincts, training, and resourcefulness to guide the spacecraft home safely. They didn't know exactly what would work and what wouldn't, but they trusted themselves and each other to find solutions. That trust, under extreme pressure and uncertainty, ultimately brought them back safely to Earth. While this is a team-based scenario, it serves as a powerful example of how essential it is to trust the knowledge and instincts we hold inside, especially when the path ahead is not straightforward. When we talk about self-trust, we're speaking of something that underlies every decision we make. It's easy to think that confidence or decisiveness arises from external factors, like the praise we receive, the success we've achieved, or even the validation of mentors and loved ones. But true self-trust comes from within. It's the foundation that remains steady even if outer circumstances become shaky. When you trust yourself, you hold a quiet, steady belief. I've got this. It's a phrase that doesn't demand perfection, but rather reassures you that no matter the difficulty, you can navigate through it because you trust your own judgment, skills, and adaptability. This inner trust is not about arrogance or self-importance. Rather, it's about recognizing your capacity to learn, grow, and choose wisely. When you can rely on your inner compass, you free yourself from the constant need for external permission or approval. Instead of endlessly second-guessing yourself, you move forward, knowing that even if challenges arise, you are capable of meeting them. Moreover, self-trust is deeply connected to resilience. Dr. Kristen Neff, a pioneering researcher in self-compassion, has written extensively on the importance of treating oneself with kindness and understanding. When you practice self-compassion, acknowledging your mistakes and struggles without harsh judgment, you create fertile ground for self-trust to flourish. As Neff's research suggests, those who treat themselves with care are more likely to try new things and bounce back from setbacks because they trust that they can handle the emotional consequences of any outcome. Building self-trust doesn't happen overnight. Think of it as planting a seed and nurturing it. Over time, with care and attention, it grows into a sturdy tree with deep roots. Let's explore a few practices that can help you develop and reinforce this trust in yourself. 1. Listen to your intuition. We often hear that intuition is a kind of gut feeling, but what does that really mean? Intuition is like a quiet internal compass. It's not irrational. It is formed from a blend of your past experiences, your values, and your understanding of the world. When you feel drawn to a certain choice without being able to fully explain why, that could be your intuition speaking. To strengthen it, start paying attention to how you feel about decisions before you rationalize them. Notice the subtle sensations in your body. Perhaps you feel a sense of calm and excitement, or maybe you feel tense and uneasy. Over time, you'll learn to read these signals more accurately. It's like tuning into a whisper that gradually becomes clearer the more you listen. Consider athletes at the highest level. Many describe moments where they just knew the right move to make. This kind of instinct isn't magical. It's developed through practice, reflection, and learning from mistakes. The more you trust these inner signals, the more you'll find them reliable, helping you navigate the complexities of life with greater ease. 2. Honor your experiences. Every experience, positive, negative, or somewhere in between, carries lessons. When you reflect on your past, consider how your choices shaped the outcomes you faced. This is not about lingering on regrets or painful memories. It's about extracting wisdom. Maybe you took on a challenging project at work and it didn't turn out as planned. Rather than letting that undermine your self-trust, recognize what you learned. Perhaps you gained insights into time management, communication, or the importance of setting clear expectations. Each experience adds to your internal library of wisdom. Over time, this personal archive reminds you that you have navigated challenges before and can do so again. Imagine someone who decides to start a business. In the early stages, there are 1,000 reasons to doubt oneself. But as time goes on, each obstacle teaches something valuable: how to manage finances, how to communicate with clients, how to deal with uncertainty. Before long, the entrepreneur develops a profound sense of trust in their ability to handle whatever arises. They might not know every answer beforehand, but they trust themselves to find those answers. 3. Practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, sometimes big ones, sometimes small ones. Self-compassion means treating yourself kindly in those moments. Instead of beating yourself up, try to view mistakes as learning opportunities. Dr. Kristen Neff's work in self-compassion shows that when we treat ourselves with kindness, we develop healthier self-esteem and more resilient ways of coping. When you approach your errors with curiosity rather than condemnation, you reinforce the idea that you are capable of growth and improvement. Over time, this nurtures self-trust. You believe in your capacity to learn and adapt, rather than doubting your worth every time something goes wrong. Think about a musician practicing a difficult piece. They will stumble over notes repeatedly before mastering the composition. If they berate themselves for every mistake, they'll grow timid and fearful, which can sabotage their performance. But if they approach those errors with patience, understanding that mastery requires refinement over time, they continue to trust that they can improve. This trusting relationship with oneself is essential. It frees you to learn, experiment, and ultimately succeed in achieving your goals, expanding your toolkit for self-trust. We've talked about intuition, honoring experiences, and self-compassion, but what else can help you build self-trust? Journaling. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly revealing. It gives you a space to explore your doubts and insecurities without judgment. Over time, you may notice patterns. Certain types of decisions always bring up specific fears, or you consistently find yourself second-guessing choices related to career moves. By recognizing these patterns, you can start to challenge the beliefs that undermine your trust in yourself. Mindfulness practices. Mindfulness trains you to be present in the moment, aware of your thoughts without being carried away by them. It helps you notice when fear or self-doubt creeps in, and it encourages you to question whether those fears are justified. Through mindfulness, you learn to distinguish between the voice of intuition and the voice of fear. As you refine this skill, you'll trust that calm, centered voice inside you more readily. Seeking knowledge and skills. Sometimes distrust in our decision-making arises because we feel unprepared. If that's the case, empower yourself by gaining the knowledge or skills you need. Reading books, taking courses, or seeking mentorship can fill the gaps in your understanding. This isn't about looking for external validation. It's about giving yourself the tools so that when you stand at a crossroads, you know you've done the work to prepare. This preparation itself can bolster your self-trust because you understand that your decisions are informed and thoughtfully made. Setting clear values and priorities. Self-trust also grows stronger when you know what you stand for and what matters most to you. Clarifying your values, the principles that guide your decisions, can make tough choices feel more straightforward. When you trust that your actions align with your deepest values, it's easier to have confidence in your direction. You're not just making arbitrary choices. You're making choices that reflect who you are at your core. Understand that learning to trust yourself is a journey, not a one-time achievement. Just as a musician revisits basic scales to refine their technique, or a writer returns to drafts to polish their work, you can return to these principles again and again. There will be moments when self-doubt resurfaces. In those moments, gently remind yourself of the times you persevered, the decisions that led you to growth, and the wisdom you've gained along the way. It's also vital to recognize that self-trust doesn't mean you'll always make the perfect decision. There may be times when you choose a path and it doesn't lead where you hoped. This doesn't mean your self-trust was misplaced. It simply means you encountered a learning experience. Trusting yourself means believing in your ability to adapt and pivot. It means understanding that you can handle the unknown and find your footing when life throws you a curveball. Consider the stories of successful entrepreneurs, artists, and innovators. Many of them took paths that led through failure before they found their ultimate success. It wasn't blind luck that propelled them forward. It was the unwavering belief in their capacity to navigate challenges and keep learning. They trusted themselves enough to stay open to new information, remain flexible, and try again. We've mentioned Brené Brown and Dr. Kristin Neff, both of whom have contributed profoundly to our understanding of self-trust, resilience, and self-compassion. Brown's research on vulnerability shows that embracing uncertainty and being honest with ourselves is a sign of strength, not weakness. Neff's work demonstrates that treating ourselves kindly in moments of struggle encourages perseverance and emotional well-being. Beyond these experts, countless psychologists, coaches, and counselors have pointed to the vital role self-trust plays in mental health and personal success. For instance, many therapeutic approaches encourage clients to become aware of their internal dialogues and gently challenge self-critical voices. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, a well-regarded approach in psychology, helps individuals identify and reframe their negative self-talk. By shifting from automatic self-doubt to more balanced and compassionate self-statements, people learn that they can indeed trust themselves more than they initially believed. Throughout history, great leaders and thinkers have relied on self-trust to shape their destinies. Consider historical figures who stepped into the unknown, explorers who sailed uncharted waters, activists who spoke against injustice despite enormous risks, inventors who pursued new technologies even when skeptics laughed. While each of these individuals might have had moments of fear or uncertainty, they chose to trust their vision and their ability to adapt. Their confidence in their own judgment and skills played a pivotal role in their achievements. Looking at these stories reminds us that self-trust isn't reserved for a select few. It's a quality we can all cultivate. The human capacity for growth is astounding, and when you learn to trust yourself, you tap into a reservoir of courage and perseverance that can carry you through any endeavor. As you finish listening to today's episode, consider taking a few tangible steps to reinforce your self-trust. 1. Write down past successes. Reflect on a few moments in your life when you overcame obstacles or made decisions you're proud of. Note what qualities you brought to those situations. Persistence, intuition, creativity, courage. These qualities reside within you still. 2. Pause before seeking external validation. The next time you find yourself wanting someone else's opinion immediately, pause. Ask yourself, what do I think is best? What is my gut telling me? Even if you still seek outside input afterward, this practice helps you acknowledge your own perspective first. 3. Celebrate incremental growth. Recognize that every step you take toward building self-trust, no matter how small, is progress. If you make a decision without double-checking with a friend, celebrate that moment. It's a sign you're beginning to rely on your own inner compass. 4. Incorporate the affirmation into your routine. Our daily affirmation states, "I trust myself and the wisdom within me. I am my own guide, and I believe in my ability to make decisions that align with my true self." Repeat it in the morning, write it on a sticky note, or record it as a voice memo on your phone. Let it become part of your mental landscape. The core lesson here is simple. You carry within you a compass that points toward decisions aligned with your true self. By trusting yourself, you step out of the shadow of indecision and uncertainty. You embrace the idea that with each choice, you have the capacity to learn, grow, and flourish. Even when the world feels unpredictable, remember that you can still rely on the wisdom within you. This doesn't guarantee a life free of challenges, but it ensures that you'll approach those challenges with confidence and resilience. As we wrap up today's episode, I invite you to reflect. Consider a recent decision you made, big or small, and think about how it felt to trust yourself, or how challenging it was if self-doubt crept in. Did you follow your intuition, or did you seek endless opinions before making a move? Write about how trusting, or not trusting, yourself influenced the outcome. Did it bring clarity or confusion, growth or stagnation? Jot your thoughts down later today and see what you discover. By examining the interplay between trust and decision-making in your own life, you can deepen your understanding of how essential self-trust truly is. Thank you for joining me for episode 21 of The Daily Uplift. I'm Amelia Brooks, your AI life coach, and I hope today's exploration of self-trust inspires you to cultivate that quiet confidence within. Remember, you are the author of your story, and you possess the wisdom to guide it in a direction that aligns with your truest self.